Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
More names of those killed alongside Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in Lebanon are emerging on Sunday. Hezbollah confirmed senior leader Ali Karaki was killed in the strikes, while the Israeli military is claiming to have killed senior Hezbollah figure Nabil Kaouk. An Israeli strike on Lebanon's Bekaa Valley on Sunday killed a senior figure in the Sunni Jamaat Islamiyah group, Mohammed Darouj, two security sources told Reuters. Lebanon's caretaker, Prime Minister Najib Mikati, said in a televised speech on Sunday that his country had, quote, no option but the diplomatic option, unquote, in regards to Israel's escalation against Hezbollah. Nasrallah's body has been recovered and is intact, a medical source and security source told Reuters on Sunday. In Australia, thousands of protesters gathered at Sydney's town hall on Sunday to protest the death of Nasrallah.
Very devastated, very heartbroken, just a lot of emotions. And I just felt like I had to come here today to just show my solidarity and show my respects to him and what he was fighting for.
Israeli military strikes across the Gaza Strip have killed at least 11 Palestinians, health officials in the enclave said on Sunday. The United States military said on Sunday it killed 37 Islamist militants in two airstrikes this month in Syria. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The U.S. military announces it struck in northwestern Syria earlier in the week, targeting a senior militant from an al-Qaeda-linked group and eight others. And earlier this month, Central Command says it conducted a large-scale airstrike on an Islamic State group training camp in which 28 militants were killed, four of them described as leaders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nepal has shut schools for 3 days after landslides and floods triggered by 2 days of heavy rain across the Himalayan nation killed 151 people, with at least 56 missing, officials said on Sunday. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said on Sunday that amendments to Russia's nuclear doctrine had been prepared and were about to be formalized. President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Wednesday that under proposed changes, Russia might use nuclear arms if attacked with conventional missiles or if any assault is supported by nuclear power. The move is seen as Putin drawing a red line for the U.S. and its allies, signaling possible nuclear retaliation if Ukraine uses long-range Western missiles to strike deep inside Russia. This comes after at least 13 people were wounded in Russian air attack on Ukraine's Zaporizhia early on Sunday, according to officials. Russian forces have taken control of the settlement of Makivka in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk region. Interfax news agency reported on Sunday, citing the Russian Defense Ministry.
I don't think I or anyone else living here expected to see what we saw, the devastation that we saw, except for those, I'm sure, who are close to the rushing water.
George Carter from Lake Lure is shocked, like many of those in the region, after Hurricane Helene has caused wide devastation in western North Carolina.
When you turn the corner and you see your community just full of buildings and trash and floating boathouses and floating homes, it just sort of takes your breath away. And it was scary.
The death toll continues to rise from at least 64. Downgraded late on Friday to a post-tropical cyclone, the remnants of Helene continue to produce heavy rains across several states, sparking massive flooding that threatened to cause dam failures that could inundate entire towns. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in Wisconsin on Saturday deployed some of his harshest rhetoric against immigrants who have crossed the border illegally and committed crimes.
We will seal the border. We will stop the invasion immediately. We will begin the largest deportation operation in the history of our country because we have no choice.
His speech was unusually devoted almost entirely to undocumented immigrants. He called those who had committed violent crime monsters, stone-cold killers, and vile animals. It's not something resident Mark Pedradetti agrees with.
I don't like the fact that we keep using fear as a political thing because these people are trying to come in, that they're going to come and take your jobs, or they're going to come and kill you, or they're going to rape your children or your wife or whatever the case might be. I think it's a shame that all politicians use this as a fear tactic.
Studies generally find there is no evidence immigrants commit crimes at a higher rate than native-born Americans, and critics say Trump's rhetoric reinforces racist tropes. Austrians are voting in a national election that the far-right Freedom Party is hoping to win for the first time following recent gains for the hard right elsewhere in Europe. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.